Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He's the number one golfer in the world. He's a Dallas native, and now he's an accused felon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And Scottie Scheffler was arrested this morning as he was heading to the PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky. Police say he was not following orders during a pedestrian fatality investigation and actually hit a cop as he drove off. Scheffler says it was all a misunderstanding. He admitted to preparing for his round by stretching in his cell.
The officer that took me to the jail was very kind. He was great. We had a nice chat in the car that kind of helped calm me down. And I was sitting there waiting to kind of go in. I asked him. I was like, "Hey, excuse me, can you just come hang out with me for a few minutes so I can calm down?"
He says it took him several holes to get settled down. Scheffler shot a 5-under in the second round and was tied for third place when he finished play. The Highland Park grad was booked for second-degree assault of a police officer, criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from an officer. It could be over a week before some people in Houston get the power back on, as over 700,000 people lost power during storms last night. Those storms packed winds of over 100 miles per hour and knocked down transmission lines and left lines in the street. And that means alarm systems out. Mayor John Whitmire had this message for would-be burglars.
Don't even think about it if you're a bad guy. We have reinforcements, the collaboration of all of our area law enforcement, our sheriff's department. 50 DPS officers will be patrolling, backing up HPD.
He's urging people to stay away from downtown. Says there's broken glass in every direction. He also says 2,500 traffic lights are out. Plano police now say the murder of a woman was committed by her own son.
33-year-old Robert Timmons is jailed on $500,000 bond for killing his mother, 54-year-old Renee Timmons. Police were called to an apartment on Dogwood Place near Alma and West Plano Parkway. They found Mrs. Timmons' body inside. Today, they released the identities. So far, investigators have not said why the murder happened, nor have they said how it happened. Officer Jennifer Chapman says they have been to that Timmons apartment before.
I did see a few calls for service, but I don't think it was anything of note that the detectives were sharing with us at the time. Of course, anything that's happened in the past will be part of the investigation going forward.
Records show the two had lived in numerous places around Addison, Red Oak, and the Colony before moving to Plano. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
They're getting ready to walk 6 miles in Denton County, all to support a good cause.
The Denton County Emergency Services District No. 1 is partnering with Carry the Load, a nonprofit founded by Navy SEALs that supports first responders. Carry the Load started as a mission to restore the true meaning of Memorial Day. Firefighters, police officers, and others will walk 6 miles to help carry the load. Megan Reynolds is with the ESD.
This is our second annual walk with Carry the Load. And so last year we had about 150 walkers. And so that includes firefighters in their bunker gear and police in their gear and then community members that join in.
The walk will start at 8 a.m. Saturday at the Lantana Community Church and end at Fire Station 511 in Argyle about 3 hours later. Everyone is invited to participate. You can sign up online on the department's Facebook page. From the 24-Hour News Center, Scott Gordon, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Heads up if you're traveling in Dallas this weekend.
Northbound I-45 will be down to one lane from Lamar Street to Interstate 30 starting at 8 o'clock tonight so they can work on the bridge. The construction is expected to last until 5 o'clock Monday morning. Significant delays can be expected in this area. Drivers should plan ahead or find another route if possible. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tonight, the Stars are looking to punch their ticket for the second straight year to the Western Conference Finals.
The Dallas Stars are set for Game 6 tonight in Colorado as they look to put the series away, leading 3-2 in the best of seven. Even with the loss in Game 5, head coach for the Stars Pete DeBoer talks his goalie Jake Oettinger's mental toughness.
I think he's mentally tough, and I think he's got good confidence in his own abilities, and he has a battle level to him. You know, if for whatever reason we've lost or he's disappointed in his own game, he doesn't sulk or mope. He gets out and competes. You know, that competitiveness, I think, is what drives it.
The goalie must keep up his competitive edge heading into Game 6 as the Stars look to close out their series. Puck drops in Denver against the Avs Friday night at 9 p.m. Ross Lubinsky, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The last round of the PBR, that's the Professional Bull Riding World Finals, will cap a busy weekend in Arlington.
The first rounds of the PBR World Finals were at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth earlier this month, but they'll crown a champion after competition Saturday and Sunday here at AT&T Stadium. Dalton Castle says a venue like this will draw bigger crowds, but both he and the Bull know they've still got a job to do.
It's something that we train for. Just because there's more people here or hitting rocks here, you know, there's people watching us on CBS every weekend, so it's not something that we're going to just overemphasize.
Arlington Mayor Jim Ross says the entertainment district has become an economic engine for the entire region.
We pull more tourism than the rest of North Texas combined. It speaks to who we are and what we're about, whether it's museums, whether it's sports, whether it's concerts, no matter what it is.
Events start tonight with Kid Rock's Rockin' Rodeo. At AT&T Stadium, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You may think it's crazy, but Mike Tyson's still money. The fight between Tyson and Jake Paul at AT&T Stadium in July has sold more than 35,000 tickets for the first day. That's more than $10 million in sales. Last night, the two faced off at Texas Live in Arlington.
Listen, I started Jake off, and I'm going to finish him.
Jake Paul, same question. People keep saying that this fight is scripted.
Hey, I hope y'all keep that same energy when I knock this old man
I think we all know what he said after that. July 20th is when the fight will happen at AT&T Stadium. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.